is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, Jack Wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast, presented by our friends at Suavecito Tequila. And it's the holiday season. Like, you need an excuse to have some holiday cheer in your life. Go pick up some Suavecito at Total Wine and More right now. I prefer the Añejo. Serve neat, bartender, and I will take the entire half a bottle to numb the pain of what was yesterday in the NFL. It was kind of a roller coaster ride. I had a profitable first slate of games, but the afternoon games then occurred. And to put the cherry on top of the miserable, unappetizing Sunday for me was what happened at the end of that Washington-New York game. Brian Robinson scored. Terry McLaurin lined up correctly. He even went to the ref and said, hey, can you rubber stamp this and make sure I'm all right in the right spot? Ref said, no, you got to scoot back a little bit. He did. Thumbs up. A-OK. Then the ref comes in and throws a damn flag, illegal formation, wiped away. It was the Brian Robinson touchdown, and it just seemed fitting for what was a terrible day of betting for me in that sport. College basketball, Saturday, I lost like 8 in a row, Lundy. Just make it all end. Make it all end.
Well, except now you're going to get this game tonight. I mean, you're looking for it to come to an end, and you've got this just debacle that will take place at Lambeau Field. I don't know, man. I don't know if you should go chasing or if you should basically just pretend that Monday Night Football doesn't exist tonight.
Incorrect. I have wagers already that I've placed on this matchup, and I have wagers already placed in college basketball. So here is the greatest takeaway for you, the listener here on the Fade 5. Fade the noise. I am frigid right now. Whatever I say, recommend, do the opposite. So let's go ahead and start off with this matchup between the Rams and the Packers. Lundy at tape time, Green Bay laying 7 in this game with a massive, astronomical total. A lot of points going to be scored in 10 degree weather at 39. So give me your game score prediction, amigo.
Well, I understand everybody at Lambeau is used to that. So are we here in the Mile High City. Brad, the high temperature here in Denver on Thursday will be 2.
Yeah, it's going to be about the same in Central Illinois. So the cows are going to be struggling.
Dos. As in the number of bottles of Añejo I'm going to need to get through that 24-hour span where the high temperature will be 2. Brad, this is going to get confusing for people because I'm actually fading myself this morning with my pick as we do this podcast for tonight. Reason why. I had about, I like I told you before we started recording, I had a mixed bag yesterday. I hit on some really good player props. I hit on a couple of games that I felt really good about, but then missed on some of the over-unders that I had. So going into this one, I know, 80-something percent of the money is on the under. Everybody's all about the under in this one. It's going to be cold, all of that. And so because of my over-under streak yesterday, I really want to take the under. No, not going to do it. I'm going to say we creep just above. Give me Green Bay 24-16.
Yeah, I really want the under as well. I should be fading myself and fading the noise and adhering to my own advice. But damn it, I'm just too confident the under is going to hit in this one. You got 51% of the bets, by the way, on the Packers, -7, and 63% of the handle in that direction as well. But I believe in the Baker Mayfield revival, at least somewhat. I think they're going to be competitive in this game. They can run all day with Cam Akers on the ground, who's having a renaissance of his own here late season, because we know the struggles the Packers have had on the ground. So I'm going to say 20-16 Green Bay. So I'm going to take the Rams plus the 7. And sure, I'll be Joe Public. I as well will take the under on that 39. With that on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, and what's going to play to the Rams being competitive is the fact that Cam Akers should have himself a night. And if you are in the first round of your fantasy playoffs and you are leaning, you were counting on Cam, he's going to do some wham, he's going to do some bam, and you're going to say thank you, Cam Akers, and he's going to score an anytime touchdown. Right now, best odds in the industry at Tape Time at DraftKings at plus 110 on him crossing the chalk. And look at Akers. A guy that, you know, has scored in back-to-back games. A guy that has 31 touches in total in back-to-back games as well. This is the guy we all expected to see throughout the entirety of the season in L.A. Rams uniform when you, you know, spent probably second, third-round draft pick on him in fantasy exercises back in August. So it's taken several weeks for him to kind of live up to that hype. You look under the hood, the advanced analytics, not the most sterling, 2.81 yards after contact per attempt, but it's all about that volume, and it's all about maximizing the matchup. Green Bay has allowed 5.01 yards per carry, 123.6 rush yards per game just to running backs, and they've also given up a dozen scores to the running back position as well. So pooling all the statistical evidence, it points in one direction, in one direction only. Cam Akers, I believe, finds the end zone and gets a spike. And hopefully you'll do that to the sports book if you back it. Plus 110 at DraftKings on that anytime TD. Lundy, fade or follow.
Everything about this game is craptacular. Everything. Everything about it. It's going to be. Man, I hope there's something better to watch tonight. I haven't really thought about what it is. Could be something on the DVR. I don't know. It might be Hallmark Christmas movies, Brad. We might actually have to go that route.
No, never go that route.
Love in the Mountains. postcards from Evergreen. I don't know. I'm making up titles here. I'm assuming those are actually
titles.
It could
be movies.
Yeah. Because everything about it is so corny. It's the same storyline, just set in a different place every time. I will follow on this one. Give me Cam to splash. I told you 24-16. So I'm seeing one touchdown in there for the Rams and then a handful of field goals there at Lambeau. That's what I believe is going to wind up happening in this one. So if we're going to do it, let's take Cam to have that 7 points for me to try to get me even remotely close to being right about my total.
Yeah, no Hallmark movies here. Thaw me out, please, Cam Akers.
Number four.
All right, another player prop that I'm digging in this game is a future Hall of Famer and a guy that I think eats mud recreationally. I have no idea. Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to take the over 1.5 passing touchdowns on this prop. And right now at Bet Rivers, you can get it at a plus money, plus 102. The reason why I like this, Rodgers consistent in the passing TDs category. He has logged at least two or more scores through the air nine times this season. You look at the Rams, they've also given up nine times. They have surrendered that mark, two or more passing touchdowns to opposing signal callers. Rodgers, one of the elites in red zone completion percentage, which is you know, a story like you always see pretty much every single year with him. Number three and red zone completion percentage at the quarterback position this season. The Rams in total give it up 7.30 pass yards per attempt, 238.8 pass yards per game. And I think ultimately they're going to give up two passing touchdowns. If Andy Dalton can do it, Geno Smith can do it, GBG, hell, Marcus Mariota had two passing touchdowns to the reigning Super Bowl champs. Rodgers, in those frigid conditions, will add his name to the list. So fade or follow, Lundy. Aaron Rodgers, over 1.5 passing touchdowns, plus 102 at Bet Rivers.
I was all about this one because I was really hoping it was going to be on the pod today. As soon as I saw you could lock this thing in at plus odds, I thought, oh, this is sexy. And then I just wanted to see whether or not you were going to decide to be sexy with us. And you did. And Bet Rivers has got it even higher at the plus 102. It's been a flat plus 100 a couple of places, but nonetheless, a good number when you're going up against this Rams team. And you've already pointed out the fact everybody's been able to do it against the Rams. So I would assume Aaron Rodgers will. He's going to be sitting there with that shit-eating grin on his face that he gets, you know, passes one and then just kind of like, yeah, I told you. I told you. You numbskulls. And then he just goes walking back over to the bench, trying to stay warm. But yeah, give me the over. Love the plus odds on this one. This, honestly, Brad, this could be a standard juice at a minus 115, and I would still bet it. I just like the fact that we're getting plus odds.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Remove that belt. It is indeed sexy at that plus 102.
Number three.
Let's work in an SGP / OGP. Come with me. I think this one has a real shot at hitting, and it's a three-legger. So leg a numero uno. Let's go back to the Aaron Rodgers well. I say he goes for 200-plus pass yards, which he has done 9 times this season. Guy very consistent, you know, with the 9 times on 200, 9 times on 2-plus passing touchdowns. The Rams have allowed nearly double figures in this category as well this season. A shell of what they were last year as an elite passing defense. So that is leg numero uno. And let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. If I like Rodgers, I say, well, he's got to throw to somebody. Al Lazard, 30-plus receiving yards is leg numero dos. Lazard, number 11 in deep ball targets among wide receivers, number 22 in air yards. He has been over 30 receiving yards, and 9 of 11 games played is getting a lot of Jalen Ramsey in coverage. He's given up just a mere 123.9 passer rating to his assignments, and then correlate, synergize, bring it all together on that third leg. Christian Watson, 30 plus receiving yards. So just mirroring the effort of Alan Lazard there. You look at Watson, he's been over this number in 4 straight games. He is number 10 in yards per reception, number 9 in yards per target among wide receivers. He is going to get a lot of Troy Hill as his dance partner in coverage, who's given up a 68.6 catch percentage and 96.2 passer rating to his assignments. By the way, 23 wide receivers have reached at least 30 yards against the Rams this season. So to recap, Aaron Rodgers, 200-plus pass yards. Alan Lazard, 30-plus receiving yards. Christian Watson, 30-plus receiving yards as well. And look at that, a cool plus 138 at DraftKings. A lot of reliable tickets here and legs. Lundy does his hit. Vader follow.
Well, these are the SGPs that we like because everything correlates together, but it also means if anything goes south, we're screwed. It's one of the things I've noticed with how we do some of these SGPs. You lock in on a particular stat or you lock in on a particular player. If they hit, you're rocking. If Christian Watson twists his ankle at the 8-minute mark of the first quarter, everything goes south because I really like Watson tonight. I understand what the weather's going to be like and all that, but I mean, I like Watson in general, but 30 should be achievable pretty easily for him. I think he definitely crushes that number. And, you know, Lazard's out there. All he's doing is getting us yards each week. So let's put all those things together. Take it to the bank. Love this OGP. Good call.
Yeah, don't worry about Watson. He played at North Dakota State. Hey, he likes the cold. Embrace this same game parlay.
Number 2.
All right, let's dot a pink tutu, and let's go ahead and tail Atwell on the over. I'm going back to it again. 17.5 yards on the longest reception, minus 110 at BetMGM. Truthfully, I grabbed this when it opened at BetMGM at 16.5, so it's already on the rise, and it's understandable because Atwell, even on the 17.5 line, has hit the over 5 times this season, and 4 of those 5 have come in consecutive games, the last 4 games. As a matter of fact, he's going to get a lot of Rasul Douglas in coverage, and the lights have gone out on me. I told you, there they go. Again, that's an ominous sign for the 2-2 Atwell wager, but we're going to shine some light on why this is hitting, at least I will. Rasul Douglas, his dance partner primarily in this game, giving up a 70.9 catch rate, 103.8 passer rating in his assignments. Green Bay also allowing 7.32 pass yards per attempt. Look at Atwell, averaging 21.5 yards per reception and a 20.0 average depth of target. So now with a full week of practice with Baker Mayfield, and remember, he hit on this last week with virtually no chemistry, going in blind with Baker, and he still hit it. I think he's got to do it for the 5th consecutive week. So Lundy, fade or follow, 2-2 Atwell over 17.5 yards, longest reception, minus 110 at BetMGM.
If you can do this with Baker, You're good. I mean, this is, I mean, it's not quite a, I don't want to use the magic auto word, the auto bet.
No, don't say it.
Don't, I can't. I don't want to bring that up.
Super Bass-O-Matic, you can say. Just pull, you know, do not put auto in that other word.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, if you can come in cold with Baker Mayfield and pull this off, then you should be able to do it again in the cold at Lambeau. Yes, I will follow. And the visual of you in a tutu, not attractive.
Oh, it is sexy AF. Bank on that.
Number one.
All right, numero uno. You want to talk about sexy AF is with AJ, and that is Dylan. And I'm taking the over, not a rush yards. And I might have something about his time here in a minute on AJ Dillon, but I really like the over on 10.5 receiving yards, -110 at DraftKings. You look at Dillon, he has crushed his number in back-to-back games, you know, crossing 20 yards through the air. A guy that's ran 40 combined routes in his last three contests. He's averaging just 2.5 targets per game on the year. But remember, he was really took kind of a backseat in this backfield to Aaron Jones, but now that the mercury has plummeted, and again, game time temperatures right around 10 degrees at kickoff, got to sink down in the single digits, perfect A.J. Dillon weather, a guy that can smash, he can dash, and he can mash, and a guy, too, who's got some reliable hands as well. He's running around on 33.6% of the snaps that he has played this season. 15 guys have hit the over against the Rams on this line as they're giving up 38.9 receiving yards per game. So, A.J. Dillon, Lundy, fade or follow? Does the streak continue through the air on this over? 10.5 receiving yards, -115. At DraftKings.
I always try really hard to find something to disagree with you about because I feel like we get in trouble when I agree and we go 5 for 5. Just kind of
it's the announcer curse.
I get, hey, okay, settle down there, Jim Nance. Okay, I'll follow. I'll follow, but I don't like following because it means that somewhere in here I should have disagreed with something. Because the likelihood of going 5-0, it's like sitting there drunk at the bar at 11:30 at night in Vegas playing Keno. I mean, come on, you're not gonna hit all five numbers, man. You're not. And I worry that I'm setting us up for failure here. I'm worried, but I'm gonna follow. It's gonna be a 5 for 5 day. Please make this game entertaining because I do not want to watch Hallmark movies.
I don't want you to watch Hallmark movies either. And speaking about drunken Keno, that is the epitome of bonus time. Let's get after it here on this Monday. Lundy, whether in this craptastic matchup between the Rams and Packers or elsewhere in the sports spectrum, what do you like betting on tonight?
Well, first of all, I need to make a note because drunken Keno would make a great fantasy name next year.
Or band name.
Drunken Keno. Wow. I think that is spectacular. Let me give you one more that I like in this game tonight. Give me Christian Watson for an anytime touchdown, Brad. I like that one at a +140. Kind of a Lambeau version of Chris Carter, right? All he does is catch touchdowns.
Yeah.
So at a +140, I will roll with that. And that might even be a good OGP you could think about. Take the yardage prop that Brad was talking about, that 30 plus, 40 plus, somewhere in that range for Watson. Throw it in with a touchdown as well, and you'll get yourself into plus odds, obviously, and then some because he's at plus odds for an anytime touchdown by itself. Real quick, in the association tonight, Brad, we have some really lopsided lines in the NBA tonight, which – one is somewhat concerning because you know that inevitably somewhere in the association, somebody pulls off an upset that nobody saw coming. However, amongst the early games on the East Coast, this is a three-leg money line for you that comes in at +162. Give me the Cavs at home against Utah. Give me the 76ers against the Raptors. And give me Atlanta at home against Orlando. All three of those are heavy, heavy favorites tonight. So if chalk hits, that payday is a plus 162. Over in hockey, which is where I managed to make some money over the course of the last 72 hours, thankfully, as I was pissing it away in the NFL. Killed it in bowl games, by the way. Killed it. Just like Oregon State did to Florida, which made me really happy. Let's start off here. Colorado is at home tonight. They're taking on the New York Islanders. Take the no goal in the first 10 between those two. The Islanders are the lowest gift team in the league. Colorado is about fourth from the bottom. So I expect a lot of just skating around for the first 10 minutes, but I don't expect the puck at the back of the net. At DraftKings, you can get that at a plus 120. And then give me a two-leg money line in hockey tonight. Give me Boston at home. Why? Because it's Boston, people. They are 16-0-2, excuse me, at home. They have yet to lose in regulation at home. It's insane out of 18 games. So I will take them at home against Florida. This Florida team is susceptible on their blue line. The defense is not as strong as it has been, in my opinion, historically. So I will take Boston at home. And then I'm going to pair that up with Vegas on the money line. They are also at home taking on Buffalo. What's wild about Vegas is that they've got the best record in the West. However, they are only 8-8 at home. They are 14-2-1 on the road, but I don't know if they're getting distracted by topless dancers in Vegas or what, but they stink at home this year. But I think they should be able to get right against Buffalo. They played Buffalo back on November 10th. They won 7-4. So I think they should be able to handle the Sabres at home tonight. So if you put Boston and Vegas together, just straight money line two-legger, that's a plus 141.
Oh, I like it quite a bit, and I get distracted by topless dancers in Vegas all the time. Let's go to my card here on this Monday, and let's go to the bowl game, and there's one in action. It's the Myrtle Beach Bowl. I like UConn. I'm going to take them plus the 12 against Marshall. Now, all of the data, all of the numerical evidence.
You rock. I took them plus 10 when it opened. If you can get 12 now, do it. Woo!
Yeah, at tape time, it's 12 at DraftKings, and I'm going to jump all over that because UConn, again, everything on paper says take Marshall. Marshall is number 57 in total offense, number 8 in the nation in total D, one of the best rush defenses, top 5 in the country in yards per game allowed, and that is really the strength, if there is one, of this UConn offense is running the ball. They're a run-heavy team, but overall, the 8th worst in college football in total offense, number 79 in total defense. Again, all of the numbers point in one direction only, take Marshall, but UConn has found a way to cover. They have covered 9 of 12 games this season. Why can't the streak continue? This is a pure trust your gut, as Lundy likes to call it, play. I'm going to take UConn plus the 12. All right, college basketball. Oh, crappy slate, but a couple of my favorite teams are in action today. 3 o'clock Central Time, 2 Mountain Time, 4 Eastern, Ooey Pooey is in action. Another Mad Day special for them as they're taking on Southern Indiana. Ka-ka! The Screaming Eagles from Southern Indiana. And I'm going to lay the chalk with them. I grabbed it at 17.5 at BetMGM on that minus number. Why? It's Ooey Pooey is one of the worst teams in college basketball. Number 362 in Bartorvik out of 363. Only Hartford is worse overall, the efficiency data. And their losing margin this season has been 18.7 points per game. You look at the Screaming Eagles, excellent three-point shooting team. Nearly 40% of their shots come from way downtown. They're netting 37.5%. They beat SIU, Southern Illinois, pretty good team, by 18. So the threes are falling. They're winning by 20-plus against Ooey Pooey, who's virtually dead last in every single offensive and defensive category imaginable. Elsewhere, another one of my favorites, Chicago State, a team that everybody loves to fade, but you got to follow these guys. Tailed it the other day, plus 15.5 at Southern Illinois, and they covered with ease. I think they cover again in another Land of Lincoln matchup against Illinois State in Normal tonight. I'm going to take the plus 6.5. You look at the Bartorvik standings, Chicago State number 289 overall, Illinois State number 284. There's not a 6.5-point difference here. And you look at Chicago State, remember, they lost by 14 at Marquette, lost by 1 at Tennessee Martin, 1 at Murray State, and I mentioned against a pretty good SIU team, they lost on the road by 11 points. Very good offensive rebounding team. And Cardet, Davis, Johnson, all three of those guys shooting 34% or better from three-point range. Illinois State, number 217 in college basketball and three-point percentage D. Then finally, also in college hoops, I'm taking the over in South Dakota State, Oral Roberts. I grab it at 157.5. This is going to be a track meet. I think these guys are going to be tethered to an 0-2 tank come end of game. Do the brisk pace here. Oral Roberts, one of the fastest teams in the country, number 36 in tempo. The Fighting Jackrabbits, number 144 in that category. Both live and die by the three. South Dakota State, 39.3% of their shots come from distance. Oral Roberts, over 45% of their shots come from three-point range, where they're giving up 36.6% and also netting over 36% from distance. So given their defensive struggles and given the tempo of this game and the three-point barrage by both squads, I think this is going to finish in the 80s. So as a result, I will take the over on 157.5. And then finally, back to the NFL. And I'm going to go with Van Jefferson over 2.5 receptions. It's just a low number. I think he will find a way to haul in at least three, in my estimation. He played 90%+ of the snaps each of the last three games. He's been over in three of his last five and had a nice rhythm going on there down the field with Baker Mayfield. Probably getting a lot of Jair Alexander, who is the best cover corner, no doubt about it, for the Green Bay Packers, as he's allowed just a 58.6 catch rate, but three balls. That's all I need. For him to corral, and we cash a ticket. We're out of time, and I know you've already left this podcast when I mentioned Chicago State and Ooey Pooey, but that's the nature of college basketball the Monday before Christmas. As always, please drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Really helps out our show tremendously. Also, feed or follow us on the Twitter. Follow Lundy at Nate Lundy. All of his picks posted there in his spreadsheet. And mine as well at Noisy Huevos. For the dashing Nate Lundy, I am Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.